Hour number three, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Monday, continuing our reaction to a wild football weekend. And we say hello, as always, at this time to John McClain. He's presented by Maple Street Biscuits. Wake up to wow. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. I didn't think I'd be able to survive Saturday in those three incredible college football endings. And then yesterday was quite exciting as well, at least for two of the games. And now we got two games, starting with the Texans hosting the Buccaneers, then the Chargers and the Raiders. So hopefully we'll have two more good ones tonight.
I wanted to get your thoughts. I'm sure you've seen the play by now of the Titans. Cam Ward, I mean, I equated it to that line from the movie Major League of, that was an incredible throw, don't ever do it again. I mean, that's kind of what it was. And, I mean, Brian Callahan was like, look, I mean, sometimes you got guys that can just make a play, and there were two of them that did it yesterday for the Titans' lone touchdown. Pretty incredible to see.
That was a great – that's a great line for Major League, exactly. That's what it was. And he showed you a little bit of what he can do. You don't want him to do it too much, but that's the kind of not flamboyance, but just kind of plays he's capable of making that drive coaches crazy. If they don't work, and when they do work, boy, they're a thing of beauty and everybody is entertained.
Well, what they said, what Brian Callahan said today when he was asked about, you know, holding on to the ball too long, Cam trying to find the right play, he said, Cam is a hunter, and I like that, but he's obviously got to learn that sometimes you're not going to have the big play. It's not always going to be there, and that's where he's got to go to his checkdowns or get rid of the football. That, to me, is just a young quarterback developing.
Absolutely. He'll learn to do that. He's been able to do so much on his own in his career once he left high school here and started bouncing around college football. One reason he got better every year is because of how much he learned, and I thought that was a really good sign for whatever team that was going to draft him. And then, of course, when the Titans did, now the fans and the media, as well as the teammates and coaches, they see what he's capable of doing. They know he's going to get better, and it is got to be very exciting about the possibilities. I know that game yesterday was close till the cream rose to the top. The Rams are defending division champion for a reason. Matthew Stafford off to a great start, two games against the Texans and the Titans. So there's no shame in losing a game like that to a team and a quarterback like that, especially when you stay in it as long as you did.
John, when Ken Rizenot was here, he was let go. He had a 3-20 record in a year and a half with the Titans. Brian Callahan's now at 3-16. At what point, John, and we're not going to talk about firing of coaches and all that, but at what point does that seat get, all right, we got to see something now, because it's trending toward the Ken Wisenhunt way because the records are so eerily similar, John?
Well, I think because of Cam Ward being the first overall pick, that buys you some time. Now, if they just totally bomb out and don't win five or six games and show improvement, so his two bosses, as well as Amy Adams Strunk, don't see improvement and hope, then maybe they'd make a change. You always worry when the guys above you are not who hired you. But when you got a rookie quarterback as exciting and talented and as hard working as Ward is, and I think he's going to improve enough where they'll win a few games.
John, is looking back at Bud, was Pardee the only one he fired midseason, or were there others?
You talking about as a head coach?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, he fired, before I got here, Bud fired coaches like he changed underwear. And that's one reason people were mad at him all the time. And some of those coaches, like Ed Hughes, who went on to be an assistant with the Bears, 85 Super Bowl champion, wouldn't even let it be used in his media guide that he was the head coach of the Oilers. It just was nowhere in there. And Jack Pardee was fired, let's see, 10 games. He and Kevin Gilbride, the offensive coordinator, were fired 10 games into the season. That's when Jeff Fisher took over.
John, as we look around the AFC South, I think, and I know we're only two games in, but I think there's something special happening in Indianapolis. I know they're playing in the honor of Jim Irsay. This football team isn't that bad. And when you put all that together, and sometimes you need a motivating thing, you need something to play for, this might be a real good story. Again, I know it's early, John, but the fact they're 2-0 looking the way they are right now, not bad.
It's already a good story because of Daniel Jones, who, of course, never played for Irsay, but Jones, it shows you that Shane Steichen, the reason they hired him is because they thought he was a good play caller and a good quarterback coach. And then he got Anthony Richardson. And it's pretty clear, based on what we see, they might have been farther along if Richardson had never been drafted. And I don't even know who their quarterback would have been. I don't think they punted. And that game yesterday, they got a huge break. They should have lost. Penalty call for leverage, gets the kick again, gets to win. Their start off 2-0. Everybody's fired up, as they should be, because Daniel Jones is playing really well. We knew they had a great running game, and Jonathan Taylor is tremendous as always. He's got receivers. They got a good defense, but it's one of the great early season stories. You know, like three teams in NFC West are unbeaten, and the other one, Seattle, is 1-1. So I love to watch the start of the season to see how many people get really fired up and are let down, and how many people are let down, their teams turn around, and they get really fired up.
John, want to pass on that just seeing this Ian Rappaport, Tom Pelissero reporting, Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy suffered a high ankle sprain. He's considered week to week. Carson Wentz is expected to start for Minnesota coming up. I believe they play the Bengals coming up next week. So wanted to pass that along. Interesting to see Carson Wentz get another start in the NFL.
He's had enough of them. And ever since he was supposed to be the MVP and he went down and Nick Foles took his place, he's never been the same as he's bounced around like a pinball. But it's some point early on he proved he could play. But I think they're glad they signed him. It was late when they did it. I feel bad for McCarthy, I guess. I'm guessing that he looked bad, and one of the reasons is he was injured, and it's too bad because after that first game, everybody was ready to anoint him. After last night, they're ready to bench him.
Yep. Real quick before we go to the break, it looks like Joe Burrow is going to miss 3 months. What do you think Cincinnati does? Do they ride it with Browning like they did a few years ago, or do you think Cousins could be in play? What does Cincinnati do?
No, they go with Jake Browning. He's won before. He pulled this one out against Jacksonville despite throwing three interceptions. He is their guy.
We will have more with John McClain on the NFL coming up next here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, here on this Monday, continuing our conversation with John McClain, who, of course, is presented by Maple Street Biscuits. Wake up to WOW.
John, a lot of talk yesterday about the tush push and the Eagles and everything going on. I think they're going to probably ban that after the season, after the picture yesterday of the guards offsides, the center hiding the ball, everything that's going on. Your thoughts on the tush push and what it could mean going forward? Because it's a big topic yesterday.
I think it only needed two votes to get rid of it. Roger Goodell didn't want it. I'm sure he'll get two votes, and they will use replay in that game to show you and exactly why they want to get rid of it. The official blew it. It was clear as day from the camera. I don't know what you do in that instance unless the officials get on the ground. You know, the line judge, get on the ground and lay on his stomach and see if he can see it. And you can't do that. So I'm with you, Joe. It's gone after this year, so the Eagles better continue to take advantage of it.
Right. John, Thursday night, the Buffalo Bills take on the Miami Dolphins, a game in Buffalo. Just reading about what's going on in Miami right now, everybody's upset. Nobody's happy down there. And I know three games into a season is not conducive to firing a coach or everything, but as the Mike McDaniel experiment run out of Miami, John?
That sure looks like it. They went to the playoffs his first 2 years. He was viewed as a creative, innovative offensive play caller, and now the bloom is off that rose. Tua Tagovailoa is not playing well, throwing too many interceptions. And if he's not playing well, that offense is not going to work. And right now, it's not working. They should have beaten the Patriots, a team with not a lot of experience, as you guys know, but instead, Mike Vrabel got his first victory.
John McClain is with us. So Houston hosts Tampa Bay tonight. Tampa coming in at 1-0. Houston looking for their first win of the year. What's kind of your thoughts on this matchup tonight?
Jackson's got an offensive problem, and that problem continues to be protecting C.J. Stroud. They have all their starters. They didn't have them in the first game. And as you guys saw, the Rams may have the best defensive line in the NFL across the board. And there's a great stat. Last year, Stroud was sacked 41.3% of the time pressured, 41.3% of the time, most in the NFL, and they were 5-14 in his career when they get pressured at least 41%. When he's pressured less than 41%, he's 14-5. So I would think that would be a big key in this game. I can tell you what it won't be. Last time the Buccaneers came in here 2 years ago, Stroud led the Texans on the game-winning drive through the winning touchdown pass to another rookie, Tank Dell, with 6 seconds left. Stroud ended up with 470 yards and 5 touchdowns, both that were rookie records. And I'm pretty sure we're not going to see another game like that tonight.
Who are you looking to step up receiver-wise? Berrios and Christian Kirk are both out. I mean, is this an opportunity to see more of Jaden Higgins?
Well, they had him out there, and he had one catch, and then the only interception Stroud threw, it was down the field, and the DB out-wrestled Higgins for the ball. Higgins is a rookie. Jalen Noel, who was the slot receiver, a third-round pick, another rookie. But they got to get Nico Collins involved. He had 3 catches and averaged 8 yards a catch in that first game. I'm pretty sure they will get him involved early and often because they're not going to beat the Buccaneers without Nico Collins having a big game.
John, your thoughts on the NFC West right now? You got San Francisco 2-0, Arizona 2-0, the Rams 2-0. Seattle's playing good at 1-1. But that Cardinals franchise, I talk all the time about, I think that's the most hapless franchise in the National Football League. But so far, they're looking good. And every time I think Kyler Murray can't do anything, he proves me wrong. Your thoughts on the Cardinals?
The only loss in that division was Seattle losing to the 49ers. Now, you talk about teams that get hot early. People get fired up about them. I think the Cardinals will be one of those teams. I got to see them do it before I actually believe in them, because right now I don't, because you use the word hapless, and that's what that franchise has been for so long under Bill Bidwell and his son Michael Bidwell. They've been stockpiling high draft picks, and so far Kyler Murray has not lived up to being the first overall pick, and they've given him a lot of weapons through the years.
You know, John, the game after you tonight, Chargers and the Raiders, you said during the summer, you know, don't count out Pete Carroll for nothing, and the fact Raiders get a win tonight, they're 2-0, and just watching that team and the energy this 74-year-old man has put in this team, it's pretty fun to watch, John.
Wish I had that kind of energy. And I'll tell you what, if the Raiders win this game and Geno Smith has another game like he did, he had, I think, 9 completions of at least 20 yards. And if he can do that again, he'll outplay Justin Herbert. But right now, Herbert's off to that fantastic start. I expect him to keep it up, and I think the Chargers will win the game because they just have more overall talent than the Raiders do.
Yeah, that's a pretty good team they got there. John, have we got Kansas City Chiefs fatigue? And I ask that because the Sunday night game this week, is the Chiefs at the Giants, and I'm like, I don't want to watch this. As fatigue set in?
I think fatigue set in on the Chiefs the way it did with the Patriots. You know, I got so tired of covering Super Bowls in which the Patriots were in it. You know, how many times could you do the same story? How many times do we want to hear about Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce? You know, get some new blood in there. Everybody wants it. And I understand why they did it, because the Chiefs just went to a third consecutive Super Bowl, but they got very fortunate last year when they won so many one-score games, especially right at the end by freak plays. And at all ads, you know, Super Bowl loser doesn't play well the next year and then go back to the Super Bowl. It looks like the Chiefs are headed in that direction.
We're talking to John McClain here on Chasing Big Joe. I watched the Cowboys and the Giants yesterday, and a fun game for sure. Cowboys end up winning it in overtime. But something curious that I'm wondering if they're going to address at some point. Only two sacks, only six quarterback pressures. John, do you think the Cowboys, they need a game-changing defensive player that could get to the quarterback? I just feel like they're missing that.
Well, of course they're missing that. They roll the dice, and now they're 1-1 and actually played better at Philadelphia in the opener than everybody anticipated. So that was a great victory, and they're fortunate they have the best long-distance kicker in the league. And Mar, that 64-yarder he made, that would have been good from 70. It hit the net, halfway up the net. So Brian Schottenheimer was talking about 70 yards if they needed it to win the game. All they got to do is get close to midfield. But they've been very entertaining. Dak Prescott has played really well. But Dak usually plays well in regular season when he's healthy.
Right. You bring up the long kicks, because we're seeing that across the league. I mean, obviously the K-balls are making a huge difference in that.
They're going to have to do something like use the dead ball in baseball back when nobody hit home runs. If you hit 10, you were known as a slugger, because either that or they're going to have to make the field longer, because I don't think anybody wants to see a field goal game. Now, if it's 64 yards, I'm all in on it. Somebody suggested one year, and I first scoffed at it, that the long ones would count more than the short ones. Chip shots would be 1 point, 64 would be 3 points. I think that'd be very exciting, but they'll never do it.
How long before we see Jackson Dart going with the Giants, because Russell Wilson not looking so good?
Well, he threw for 450 yards, and he had one bad pass, and that was in overtime when his deep ball looked like a punt. But the defense didn't stop him, so he's not going to be in this next game after he throws for 450, but people thought all along it might be for the fourth game. I haven't looked at their schedule lately, but if they stay in games the way they did yesterday, Dart's not going to play.
Yeah, that is for sure. We'll see. John, appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Guys, it's my pleasure as always. Thank you very much.
John McClain joining us every Monday at 2 o'clock. Presented by Maple Street Biscuits. Wake up to WOW. We'll react to some of what he had to say and get back into the Titans next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.